This is a podcast from Rover.
Looking ahead, look, we've heard the story in the news and we really wanted to talk to him. West Auckland artist Moko Smith joins us on the show this morning to talk about what's happened to him. Morena, Moko.
Kia ora, good morning.
It's been a busy old hectic day for you. Now, at the moment, you're in lockdown, that's fine. Take us back a couple of weeks ago to when lockdown sort of first began and what happened with you.
Yeah, we, just 2 weeks before lockdown happened, we had our studio broken into out in West Auckland. I've got a practice of doing traditional tamoko out there in Tātātou, which is tattooing with our traditional tools.
Mm.
And, you know, West Auckland's a pretty hot area. We had our studio broken into. We had our tools taken and some other really special taonga, and we filed that with the police.
Looking at these tamoko tools, were these yours originally, Moko, or had they come from somebody?
Half of them were mine, and the other half were from my teacher, who passed away at the beginning of the year. So they were, you know, they were heirlooms to us, as well as sacred tools because of the work that they do.
Yeah.
They got a real important place in our culture. So when they were taken, it was pretty hard. Yeah, it set off a whole chain of events. In retrospect, it's actually been pretty awesome.
So tell us about the next step. So you end up, you get in touch with the police try their hardest. Talk to us about the days then of the recovery of these beautiful tools in taonga.
I put it out onto the social media. That went through the community, really because of the place that this art form has in our community.
Yeah.
And so lots of people around the North Island were putting in work to find these tools. You know, thankfully there's this one camera which just got half a number plate. From that, the police ran the number plate, so they didn't have a fixed address to go find. So it was really hard for them to find them, but in the end, somehow, they found the driver of the car and kind of were able to get the half of the tools that he had and then the other half of the tools that the other person had. I think they got wind of it, and so they just dumped them in the park. Amazingly, someone was going for a walk that morning and saw the stuff in the park, and it looked ugly. Like, it was drenched and covered in mud and grass, and if I was walking past that, I wouldn't have touched it.
Yeah.
You know, but they called the police and said, hey, this thing looks really important. Do you want to come and look at it?
And they're really, touching and kind of, not subtly use the word spooky, but amazing story is kind of the day you got all of this back was quite a symbolic day, yeah?
Yeah, it came back on my teacher's birthday.
Man.
As his wife was driving up to see, you know, to pay her respects to and his grave, I called her up and was like, hey, you won't believe this.
Can I ask you a subsidiary question to all this?
Yeah.
The police have arrested one person and they're still looking for another. When you meet this young person, which I imagine you will, what will you say to him about the importance of those taonga that you had and what it means to you? Will you address them yourself?
Yeah. As it turns out, the police have agreed that he's a good candidate for a restorative justice process. And we are invited to go up and speak to them, which is pretty confronting, you know.
Will you be angry?
No, I've worked through that. With the tools coming back and us being able to welcome them back and clean them up and kind of restore the balance on our side, actually the emotions there are, it's way more settled.
Uhi Tapu is at Henderson's Corbin Estate Arts Centre, and Moko, it's been great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for sharing that story, and we're just so glad that it's worked out that way. And I mean, who knows? We don't know, but he could be the person that you mentor for a long time. We just don't know, do we? That could be.
Don't worry, that's gone through my mind as well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not something I want to really invite in, but you never know.
No.
You just stay tuned and you just listen to the signs and totally.
Yeah, good on you. Great to get to know you, Moko. Best of luck. And next time I'm out west, I think I'll bring Gazza in and we can have a look at what you do because I've seen some of your stuff. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Come sit with us. That'd be great.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Moko, for your time. What a brilliant story, eh? What a guy. And what a way to look at things. I just get so angry with
the
stuff.
Very wise. Yeah.